You're listening to Careers and Cocktails, Career Talk with a Twist, hosted by expert recruiter Renee Fry. Let's get this party started.
Thanks, girls. Hey, party people. Welcome to Careers and Cocktails. And I am thrilled to be coming to you from the Netherlands. We have taken this show international. And I'm so thrilled to be here today with Marinda. You pronounce your last name.
Van den Broek.
Van den Broek. And we are at her restaurant, Hoshimine.
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 Yeah.
I'm horrible with Dutch language. And we are located in the town of Uden.
Yeah, we do.
So welcome. Give us a little intro about yourself, Marinda.
Yeah, I'm Marinda. I'm 39 years old from this area. And I'm about to change into the restaurant owner of this restaurant together with my business partner, Stefan. So that's the deal.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And she's making us a mocktail today. So what are you making? Mine's already made. It's delicious. But what are you making today, Marinda?
Yeah, it's a mojito mocktail. So it doesn't have alcohol in it, but you can also, of course, drink it with the alcohol. It's totally mixed in this thing. So I have ice cubes with mint, fresh mint, and some lemon, and you just pour it in, and it's really easy, but it really has the mojito taste. It's really nice if you feel like not always have alcohol in your drink.
So absolutely,
it's a nice mocktail.
Absolutely. So cheers to that. Cheers to your ownership.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So Marinda, what can we celebrate for you this week?
This week, yeah, there's nothing. It's very busy. It's really close. This week is just a month away from my ownership, so it's a big thing. It's counting down now.
Yeah, well, cheers to that.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah, and what did you want to be when you grew up?
Horse girl.
A horse girl.
Yeah. I was really convinced I needed to do something with horses, but my parents thought, you know, how do you make a living of that? So just first go to school further and see what you can do after that. But the horses that didn't work out. It's still really something I love to do, but it's not something I can make a living.
Right, but you have horses here.
I still have one horse.
Yeah,
a beautiful black Friesian, and I have her now for 13 years. Very happy with her, but it's not going to be my professional thing. It's just really to relax and enjoy.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love horses.
Yeah.
They're so majestic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have great energy about them.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So pretend I'm a kindergartner. What do you do for a living?
Yeah. This restaurant is my daily work. I go here every day. And I make sure that, together with all my colleagues, that the guests who sit here on the table have a great time and an experience. It's a tapas experience, so it's really a whole night eat. They can also come for a quick bite, but most people eat here tapas, so little dishes. And each round they can pick a new dish and they enjoy all kinds of tastes. And I'm busy with making everything, you know, behind the scenes. Make it work. So it's really a lot of different things that I do at each day.
Awesome. And we had the wonderful opportunity to come and have dinner with you.
Yeah,
and
last Saturday.
What an experience. Yeah. The service was fantastic. The ambience, if you can see, we're actually sitting in her restaurant, was just a delightful experience.
Yeah.
Great conversation with the people we were with, but the service was on point. The food was delicious. And it was so fun because we got to try so many different things.
Yeah,
and you ordered right on the table with the iPad.
With the iPad,
yeah.
You order using an iPad also for the drinks. So it's you can really make it into your own evening. And still we hope that the service will not be less, but it's just more. Because you have more time for your guests with an iPad. That sounds weird, but it's really true. Because you're not in a hurry anymore because the guest will order himself, so
sure.
It's really good. Yeah,
sure, I love that. So you have to share. Obviously, having so many things going on at once in a restaurant, and I know nothing about the restaurant business. So yeah. You've got the chefs cooking in the back, yeah. You've got the bartender, the wait staff, all of that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are fires that pop up. How do you stay so calm in the presence of, you know, you're serving over 100 people a night?
Yeah, you don't want your guests to know that there's something wrong. So you always just keep the smile up.
Yeah.
And fix it. And if there's something that cannot be fixed right away, then it is what it is. And we talk about it later and you know, make sure that it's never going to happen again. But most of the time, it's just stay calm, keep up smiling, and they will never know that there was something going on.
Right.
So that's what we always tell everybody, just keep smiling, whatever
awesome.
Is happening. Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. I know you came from a corporate world,
yeah.
And then you transitioned, and this yeah. is where your passion lies. Walk us through your journey.
Yeah, I started at this same restaurant 21 years ago when they started Hoshimaina. I was at school then, and I was working here, not here on this location, but a different town. I loved it. But, you know, then your life takes a turn, and you get your own house and everything, and I didn't have really time to work in the evenings, and so that I really loved it, but that was it. And then I worked at a bank, I worked at an office for furniture, I worked at a retailer business, but always this was something that I loved to do. And there came a big turn in my life, and I decided, okay, now I'm going to do what I really like. And by, you know, coincidence or not, I don't think it's coincidence, but I bumped into my old boss from Hoshimaina, and I said, yeah, maybe I want to go back into the restaurant business again, just next to my job. And then he said, yeah, you're welcome, just come work with us again. So I started with 2 days next to my normal job, and that turned into 4 days a week. And then I had to make a decision where do I go, because four times in the office and four times in the evening. Was not doable. Was doable
sure.
for a year, but then I was done. So I needed to make a decision, and they asked me, do you want to work full time here? And I said, yeah, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to do it. And that's now 4 years ago, January the 1st. It's going to be 4 years ago. And now this January, I'm going to be the owner of this restaurant.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, thanks. So that's the story.
So when you said, I'm done with this corporate job, mm-hmm. how did you feel?
Good. I talked to my family about it, and they said, give me one reason why you shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, I back then I had a better salary, and I had a contract forever, and everything was arranged good. But I was not really happy.
Right.
And I think happiness goes above everything.
Absolutely.
And, that's why I also do. I'm going to do this with somebody else. I'm not going to be the only owner. I have a business partner for that, because he has a lot of knowledge. He has already a restaurant from Hoshimaina for years, so he's going to teach me everything. So there's nothing
awesome.
To be afraid of.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're super courageous for doing it, and
yeah.
I commend you
yeah.
for that.
Yeah, it's it's a big compliment to me. That they gave me this opportunity.
Yeah.
So it's really, really
cool. And good for you for going after it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the one that went after it.
Yeah.
And
it all happened. And I really, if you asked me 5 years ago, you know, do you want to have your own restaurant? I would have said, I would have laughed at you.
Right.
What? My own restaurant? No.
Right.
And now here I am. So really
I
things
love it.
Can, if you just follow your path, then it will happen.
I love
that's it.
I love it,
yeah.
love it, love
yeah.
it, Miranda.
Yeah.
So what type of qualities do you look for when you're hiring for your team here?
Positive people, and people that are very good in communicating, open view. Because it's important that those guests are having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're 16 or you're whatever age, if you have an open view and you have a smile, then you can work in a restaurant. It's just that you put your guests at first. You need to have a great evening for them, and although you don't feel good or you have a headache or whatever, you just keep on smiling.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And we call that fake it till you make it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. You it doesn't hit, matter because they don't know. They go out this door and they say, we had a great evening.
Yeah.
And then you can just let it go if everybody is done. Yeah. We always put up hard music. You know, we turn the music loud and we're done. All the guests are gone. The music goes up and we start cleaning and having fun.
Oh, so that's fun.
Also good. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. So tell me, do you have any funny stories relative to either when someone was interviewing you for a job or you interviewing someone?
I had somebody yesterday coming in for a job for a server just next to her school, but she's doing a school for restaurant business for management level. And she was so motivated, and she was 17, or she is 17, and it's so nice to see she already knows this is my path, and I really like to work in the restaurant, and I really love that.
Cool.
She didn't decide yet if she's going to work here, but let's hope she will.
Awesome. I love it. And what's the best advice you can give to our listeners, Miranda?
The best advice, I really think you should do whatever you really feel like. Of course, you know, you need to have money to live your life and to pay everything, so you need to do it, whatever is needed for that. But if you can go into the area where you really feel like home,
mm-hmm.
then do it.
Absolutely. That's the best advice. I am a huge proponent of that as well.
Yeah.
You got to follow your dreams. And what I say is you're never going to work a day in your life.
No, exactly. No.
Well, I love it. And where can we find you?
Instagram, Facebook, of course, our website,
And how can you spell it in English for us?
Yeah, I understand it's hard to pronounce it. It's GOSSIMIJNE.
Awesome.
And that's the name of Hoshimaina. That's how we pronounce it.
Yeah. Any plans on expanding to the US?
Huh. That's not up to me.
Okay.
It's going to be this restaurant for me now. And the owner needs to decide. The owner of Hoshimaina, you know, the holding and the whole brand, needs to decide if he wants to go overseas. I cannot do that. But, you know, I will ask him.
Awesome. I love it. For all of you hiring leaders who want to find the best talent, please go to careersandcocktails.com and download my free hiring guide. For all of you job seekers who want to love your Mondays like Miranda and I, you can go to the same website to find out where to purchase your book, I Hate Mondays. If you've liked this, please do a review on iPod or podcast. If you take the time to review us and like, share, and click the bell so you don't miss an episode. Cheers!
Cheers!